Big business is urging Labor MPs not to be swayed by the emotional debate over the use of foreign workers on the Gina Rinehart Pilbara project. In an open letter, the Business Council of Australia has told Caucus there are already enough rules in place to ensure Australian workers get preference. The BCA's Chief Executive, Jennifer Westacott, is speaking here to our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, we want the Caucus to hold its nerve on this. This was a policy they announced in the 2011 budget, and we want them to stick to it. And secondly, we want them to avoid the temptation to add lots of process to this, thereby adding red tape and effectively defeating the purpose of it.
Do you think there's room to tighten up the rules and procedures for the EMAs?
There already are many safeguards. Employers are required to demonstrate the reasons why Australian workers can't be found. They have to follow a prescribed consultation process, including with relevant unions. They have to commit to ongoing local recruitment efforts, training, social inclusion targets. These enterprise migration agreements are only a portion of the employment on any one project. So there are already a number of safeguards.
And if the rules are rewritten, should that be decided just by Labor Caucus, or would the Business Council be looking to have additional input to that?
Well, the first thing, Peter, is we don't think the laws need to be rewritten. But if there are to be major changes to them, then we would expect business, and particularly the companies who are involved in needing these agreements for these very large projects that are so vital to our economy at the moment, we would expect them to be very heavily consulted. And we are really urging the Caucus to think about the jobs of all Australians that will be put at risk if these projects don't proceed.
But even after Australian workers are given preferences on these new projects, will that be enough?
Well, you know, we've got to remember what this is about. Many Australians do not want to go to these remote locations. We're talking about needing to top up the Australian labour force, particularly during these construction phases. Once those construction phases ended, ended, then the jobs fall back to Australians to operate these major projects. So we've got to remember that these projects will create jobs for Australians. And it's always everyone's preference to employ Australians and to train Australians. But the simple reality is we have a labour shortage on these projects. Many Australians do not want to go to these remote locations. And this initiative announced in the 2011 budget, we thought, was a very sensible and practical approach to dealing with those labour shortages.
And this has become quite an emotional debate with a level of misinformation, but are you confident that you can convince the Labor Caucus to, as you say, stick to their mettle?
Well, it has become very emotional, and it's very disturbing to see the kind of the play on the word foreign all the time, which obviously is intended to touch those emotional chords. But we are urging the Caucus to think about the interests of the workers employed in these projects from Australia, the Australians who will get jobs because these projects can proceed, and we're urging them to think about the broader economic ramifications if these projects don't proceed.
Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott speaking with Peter Ryan.